Welcome back to the Curious Kid Podcast. My family loves watching movies together. Last year, when we spent lots of time at home staying safe during the pandemic, we had the chance to watch a bunch of movies that quickly became favorites, like the Lego Movie and Trolls. When we watch movies, we always have a yummy snack to munch on during the movie, and there is one snack in particular that we enjoy more than any other during family movie nights.
Mailbag!
Mailbag! Hello, Olivia and Jacob. We listen to your podcast every Monday morning on our way to school. Margaret and Catherine are 5-year-old twins, and we have been listening together for almost 2 years. Margaret's favorite episode is the one on unicorns, and Catherine's favorite episode is the one on helicopters. My favorite episode is the one on poison ivy. I teach science, and each spring, I like to teach the kids about how to identify poison ivy. Mama Maggie's favorite is the diaper episode. We would like to request an episode about popcorn, because we wonder why and how it pops. Margaret's favorite popcorn is cheddar. Catherine's favorite kind is caramel. Thank you for all the wonderful episodes, and we hope you have a wonderful holiday season. Sincerely, Paul, Maggie, Margaret, and Catherine from Ann Arbor, Michigan.
What a yummy email. We can't wait to learn more about popcorn and how it pops.
That was an amazing email. We are thrilled that your family enjoys listening to Curious Kid Podcast. If you haven't done so already, you should totally check out episode 65 of Curious Kid Podcast, called Curious About Twins. In that episode, Olivia interviews a genetic counselor to learn all about twins. It's really good stuff. So, Margaret loves cheddar-flavored popcorn, and Catherine loves caramel. What's your favorite flavor?
I love the classic butter popcorn. It's super-duper delicious.
Ooh, it really is. My favorite has got to be caramel popcorn, but I also really enjoy kettle corn popcorn as well. I haven't tasted a flavor of popcorn I don't like, but I've heard of some interesting flavors that I don't know if I would be brave enough to try, like ketchup-flavored popcorn. I actually love ketchup, but I'm just not sure if ketchup and popcorn go together. Okay, enough of that. Let's start learning about popcorn. What's the question of the week?
The question of the week is, how many popcorn kernels fit in one cup?
Popcorn kernels are tiny, so I bet you could fit a bunch of them in a cup. Even though popcorn kernels are so small, they each have three things that are really important in making them pop.
All popcorn kernels have water inside the kernels, starch that surrounds the water, and a hard shell.
When you heat popcorn up, the moisture inside the kernel tries to expand and turn into steam. It expands and expands, but has nowhere to go because it's trapped inside a tiny kernel. When the pressure gets high enough, the popcorn ruptures, which flips the kernel inside out.
The starch eventually turns into the fluffy popcorn we eat.
That's the interesting part. The little bit of starch that was inside the kernel expands into bubbles that are kind of like jelly, and those bubbles quickly come together and turn solid, forming the popcorn shape we're familiar with. There's almost nothing else out there that acts the way popcorn does.
Bread also expands and solidifies when heated, but that process is much slower.
Something else that acts kind of like popcorn is silly string. Have you ever played with silly string? It really is silly. Anyway, when you spray silly string, a light foamy string comes out of the can. What you might not realize is that the silly string starts off as a liquid inside the can. As soon as the liquid silly string hits the air, it solidifies into the fun, stringy stuff we're familiar with.
We have a fun science experiment you could try with popcorn.
Here's what you do. You take a bunch of kernels of popcorn and leave them out in the sun for a few days. After leaving them out in the sun, try popping them and see what happens. You will notice that very few of the kernels, if any, will pop.
They won't pop because the sun dried the kernels out. So there isn't enough water left in the kernels to expand and make them pop when they are heated up.
That's exactly right. If you want to speed the experiment up, you can always dry the kernels up quickly by heating them in a warm oven. If you're going to do this, two things are really important. First, and absolutely most important, is that you do the experiment with a grown-up and stay safe. The second is that you make sure the oven isn't set to a temperature that's too high, because then you'll end up with popcorn all over your oven, and nobody wants that. Make sure it's just warm enough to dry the kernels out.
Daddy, did you know that this month, October, is National Popping Popcorn Month?
I had no idea. There is also a National Popcorn Day, which is January 19th. Popcorn is the official state snack of Illinois. I didn't even realize states had official snacks. The official state snack of Texas is tortilla chips and salsa, and the state snack of Utah is Jell-O. Yummy!
Even though popcorn is the official state snack of Illinois, Nebraska makes more popcorn than any other state.
You're not going to believe this. Nebraska makes about 250 million pounds of popcorn every year. That's about a quarter of the total popcorn made in the United States each year.
We need to make lots of popcorn because people eat lots of popcorn.
You're not kidding. Americans eat about 17 billion quarts of popcorn yearly. If you have trouble picturing how much popcorn is in 17 billion quarts, it's enough to fill the Empire State Building 18 times.
In a quality batch of popcorn, about 98% of the kernels should pop.
Have you ever popped a bag of popcorn and been left with a ton of kernels on the bottom of the bag? It's so frustrating. Did you know that there is a name for the kernels that don't pop? They are called spinsters, or even more commonly, old maids.
Popcorn wasn't allowed in movie theaters at the start of the 1900s.
That's because they were thought to be too noisy. They were also messy and hard to clean once they ended up on the movie theater carpet.
Starting in 1912, movie theaters started selling popcorn.
And that turned out to be a big moneymaker. For every dollar spent on popcorn, movie theaters make about 90 cents profit. Theaters make a larger profit from popcorn than the movies themselves. And something else happens when theaters sell popcorn that also brings in a lot of money.
When people buy popcorn, they usually buy a drink to go with it, because popcorn can make you really thirsty.
Popcorn is awesome for so many reasons. But did you know that popcorn is also healthier than most other snacks? Compared to other snacks, popcorn is low in calories and fat.
Popcorn also doesn't have gluten, which makes it a great snack for people that can't eat gluten.
Talking about popcorn so much is actually making me crave some yummy popcorn. I say we answer the question of the week and get out of here so we can enjoy some yummy popcorn together.
Sounds like a deal.
Before we answer the question, do you want to take a guess? How many kernels would you say is in one cup?
325.
That's a good guess. But the answer is actually 1,600 popcorn kernels fit in a cup.
That's incredible!
I know, and there are 16 tablespoons in a cup, meaning that a tablespoon can fit around 100 popcorn kernels.
Learning about popcorn was so much fun!
And that's because it combines two of our favorite things, science and snacks! Alright, let's pop on out of here. That's a wrap for this week's episode.
Thanks so much for listening to this week's podcast, number 160, on popcorn.
Great job, Olivia, and great job, Margaret and Catherine, for the salty episode topic suggestion. We hope all our listeners enjoy the rest of National Popping Popcorn Month. There is one more Sunday left this month, and it also just happens to be one of our very favorite holidays of the year, Halloween. Come back next week when we learn about pumpkins for a listener in North Dakota for Halloween. As always, thank you so much for listening and getting curious with us.